Good morning. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are honored and privileged to have this opportunity to come before you and people here in this church and just share a few thoughts from your word about the things that you've done and the things that's in your word. Lord, we just pray that you help us through this phase and to watch over us and be with us. All the people who are here, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's little message is based on two portions of Scripture, Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 44. And then kind of a sidelight or extension of that is on Romans 1, 29 to 32. It reflects that part. Examples, you know, I think pretty near everything or a lot of the things in the Bible that are written are all for an example to show us maybe what to do or not to do. And at this time, Jesus was preaching and teaching near Nineveh, or Jonah failed, couldn't make it, so he took over there. And as he was preaching, a certain Pharisee spoke to Jesus and wanted to say, come and dine with us. Well, you know, Jesus is God. You know, he knows everything. He hears everything. He sees everything. And he's smart enough to know just what this Pharisee is to come. The definition of Pharisee is one who believes all the laws, the commandments and all the other laws that were written, both oral and written, and even some that they might make up themselves. They like to have the preemption of being a little bit above other people. So here, this Pharisee is older than Jesus. Jesus is about around 30 years old at this time, and he's thinking he's going to put Jesus down by his thoughts for bringing him before dinner and to invite him to dinner. And he gets in there and he just sits down to the table. And the Pharisee kind of confounded, you know. So he says to him, what about washing hands and face and so on before you eat? That's a policy we have. All the Jewish or the Pharisees are members of the ancient Jewish party or fellowship that carefully observed the written law, but also accept the oral and the traditional law. So this is part of their traditional stuff, religious thinking that they have, that they can do their laws and do things that they approve of for their salvation. This is what is called legalism. But here's where Jesus has a chance to rebuke legalism. So he, without batting an eye, or however you call it, he just starts talking to these guys. He calls them, as this does the Pharisee, he calls them fools. Don't you know what you're saying? You don't realize what's going on. And he says, woe on you, three times in this passage. He's calming them down and trying to make them feel sorrowful, make them feel what he knows about them. And then they're hypocrites, they're committing sins of omission. Wanting to be believers, but believe in a different stature than Jesus has set forth. So we go to Romans 1:29. It tells further what they believe in and what Jesus is accusing them of. That you're being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, and the list goes on and on. And he gives them all knowing what they believe in, but still they have enjoyment in it, so they don't think nothing of it. They think it's a thing to do. And he, They're looking for self-exaltation. They have evil hearts. He's kind of brought out and told exactly what the Pharisees are and what they're thinking is. But there's a big word here, believe. They believe that. But believe is mentioned in 143 times in the Bible, mostly in the New Testament. I think we need to sometimes take a moment and really search out what believe means. In Romans 10, 9, and 10, it says, you say with your mouth, your confession with your mouth, what you believe. Then also, you have to believe it in your heart. In other words, I guess you could call it an action word. You have to do something about it. If you believe short, like Jesus is, in 14, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And then other places he says, follow me. So that means to follow what he does and do what he does. And you know, there's a lot of people that wonder. I'm not sure, but I don't believe I'm the only one that has wondered how many Pharisees there are around. I hope everyone here today is saved, not really saved, and if they're not, you know, come forward. Someone here can show you just how to be saved and how you can know that you're saved. So it's my wish and prayer that everyone here is saved today. So I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And now we have the announcements for today. As I mentioned earlier, the pastor is on sabbatical. He's actually speaking at a church today, promoting his book. He will still be in his office the next couple Mondays through Wednesdays. He should be anyways. So if you have a Bible study with him, that should still be on. If you have an emergency or are unable to contact him, as we said before, please contact one of the deacons. Mine and Ted's number is on the bulletin, so if you need to do that, please feel free to do that. You may have a little harder time because I'm pretty sure I know where Ted's going to be this week, coming up Tuesday. I know I work Tuesday, but it is hunting week. So with that said, being a paramedic is my day trade. If you go out there and you're hunting, please be safe. Okay, I've gone 2 years without having to take care of a hunter. I would like to make it 3. How about we do that? So, the pastor does have a book he's writing. It's Your Friend Promises Life. It's about heaven. It's on the back table there if you would like to give a donation for that. Or just take one, whatever you need. If you know somebody that's hurting, that is mourning the loss of a loved one, it'd be a good inspirational thing for them. Our Facebook page, First Baptist Church of Petoskey, please feel free to check that out. We have our ministries that we put on there